WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The band Calexico takes its name from a California border town, although the two founders of the band now live in Tucson. Their music sounds like the Southwest. Even some of their cover recordings sound like a mariachi band is sitting in. Calexico was founded in 1996 by drummer John Convertino and my guest, singer, guitarist, and songwriter Joey Burns. They've both also played with Giant Sand and Friends of Dean Martinez. Calexico's new EP, Convict Pool, opens with their version of a song by the band Love called Alone Again Or. That's Alone Again Or from the new Calexico album. Joey Burns, welcome to Fresh Air. How did you end up covering this song that was first recorded by the Love Group?
Well, we're a fan of the group, and somebody had suggested that we cover the song, a number of friends, and so we did.
Did they see an affinity?
Yeah, they did. I think that was the reason why. And I grew up in Los Angeles, so I had heard a bunch of bands from the 60s and 70s and 80s that had all experienced in playing psychedelic pop and rock music.
Now, that was an era when a lot of pop actually had horns in it, which...
That's true.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how you decided to include trumpets in your music. I don't think you initially did.
No, I didn't. Having played in so many rock bands growing up and having so much guitar and distortion going on as kind of the solo instrument, we kind of drifted to some of our roots, which was, for John, listening to a lot of classical and jazz music, and for me, listening to the same, and also kind of getting into more world music as well as independent music and experimental music. And the idea of going outside of the norm and tapping into textures and sounds and instruments and arrangements that kind of explore more color and expression seemed to kind of come naturally to us. We wanted to find out what we could as far as going outside and of the traditional rock and roll arrangements and try to bring something new but also kind of following in a tradition.
Now, something that a lot of people who write about you mention is the apparent influence of the soundtracks of Ennio Morricone, who, among other things, did Once Upon a Time in America, Once Upon a Time in the West, and
sure,
the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly for a fistful of dollars, a few dollars more. Is it a fact? Have you been influenced by
that? Oh, sure. I mean, gosh, yeah, about 8 years ago, I bought a Rhino Records compilation of all of his soundtrack works, and they're beautiful pieces, and they're very surreal and innovative in the arrangements and the use of doubling of instruments and voices. And there's a direct link between Link Wray, Dick Dale, Ennio Morricone, that kind of minor blues, gypsy blues. And it was all recorded in the early 60s. And so it has that beautiful openness and sound in the production that really, to me, sounds like a whole band or orchestra playing live, which is rare these days.
What neighborhood did you grow up in?
I grew up in Southern California in a town called Palos Verdes, which is a pretty affluent community. My parents moved there in the late 60s and were able to, you know, get a good house for a relatively good deal. And the whole 70s, I spent growing up just seeing the property value just skyrocket. And I knew from then on that I would never be able to buy a home where I grew up. It's impossible, especially being a musician. But it was a beautiful place because it was right next to the sea. And so I spent a lot of time just by the ocean and watching people surf and skateboard. And that's what this Convict Pool song is inspired by. It's inspired by skateboarding in abandoned pools.
Oh. Well, why don't we hear it? That's the title track of the new CD. So this is Calexico, Convict Pool.
Executions are nearly flawless. Zoo riding forever in the deep, but taking it shallow is not a problem. Escape, convict fool, escape, convict fool, escape. Check the underwriter killer for video surveillance of the convict pool and the warden's son's private collection. Escape, convict pool, escape.
That's from Calexico's new CD. It's the title track, Convict Pool. My guest, Joey Burns, is a songwriter, guitarist, and singer with Calexico. Did you watch Westerns at all when you were young? I think.
Sure, I watched a couple, but you know, it's not like I dwelled on it. I dwelled more on, you know, skateboarding and listening to Led Zeppelin.
Right, right. So you skateboard a lot when you were young?
Yeah, we had a ramp, and like I said earlier, there was a lot of... Yeah. You know, emptied pools that we would go seek and take refuge in the summer. And that song, Convict Pool, was inspired by an article in a skateboard magazine because they had an edition on pools. And I was really surprised at the magazine. I hadn't seen one in a while. So not that I'm a practicing skateboarder right now, but I appreciate, you know, the sport.
Where do you record?
Normally we record here in Tucson, Arizona, at Wave Lab Studio, which is run by Craig Schumacher and Nick Luca. It's an analog studio. It's in an old AT&T telephone building. And there's no differentiating between the control room and the cutting room. It's all one big space. And so everyone's kind of there. And it's the vibe is mostly about just kind of being in the moment and going with the flow and seeing what happens. So, which is very, it's perfect for improvising and playing live, I think.
So you play live, you all play together. It's not one track layered on another.
Well, we do that too, actually, because a lot of the members in our group live in different parts of the U.S. and in Europe. We're kind of scattered, so we usually start things by playing as a duo, but we've also done things live too, which is a lot of fun.
Are you able to make a living with music?
Yeah, I keep pretty busy with music, and I do things, you know, as far as the managerial aspects, I handle a lot of that work, but the labels we work with are really run efficiently, both here and in Europe, and so it makes my job a lot easier.
Your job as a performer, or your job trying to help promote the band?
Kind of manage the band and be in the band.
Mm-hmm. The way some indie bands get known now is that a song of theirs gets picked up by a commercial advertiser and the music is used on a TV commercial. It used to be people hated to be on TV commercials, but now it's another way to break a band. Would you want that to happen?
Well, actually, it's happened to us. Just recently, we licensed one of our songs to Adidas for a campaign. And the thing for me that I felt strongly about doing this was the material that was shown with Muhammad Ali from probably the late 60s, training for a fight. And I just really wanted to see the music that we had made of the song Papita together with, you know, footage from of Muhammad Ali. And in hindsight, though, I think it's tough because you start digging deeper into the idea of supporting corporations, and then it kind of starts spinning around on itself as far as this idea of trying to maintain a sense of independence. And that's getting harder and harder to uphold here in the United States because a lot of venues and a lot of radio stations are bought out by companies like Clear Channel. And that's becoming more and more a debate, especially around a lot of my friends in the independent music industry.
I want to close with an instrumental from the new Calexico CD, and it's called Prascovia. Would you talk about writing this?
Sure. The song is inspired by that great time signature 3/4, the waltz. And one day in the studio, both John Convertino and myself were just messing around with accordions. And so we started coming up with this theme, and it kept on, you know, expanding and going. And then we made a take of it, and next thing you knew, we had this beautiful waltz.
Is it reminiscent at all of anything your grandfather or his father played on accordion?
Yeah, I would definitely say that it harkens back to maybe some of our, you know, our familial roots. Both John, his father played accordion, was an Italian-American, played piano and accordion and in the household and professionally. And my grandfather played accordion, you know, he's a German-American background. And so, yeah, all that stuff comes flooding through, you know, subliminally and consciously, all at the same time.
Joey Burns is the co-founder of Calexico. Their new CD is called Convict Pool.